It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
We've got a guy named Tim in the phone.
On the phone.
Tim,
are you living in there, buddy?
He's really tiny. Hello.
Is there enough room?
You inside there, Tim?
Somebody get a screwdriver.
Let me out of here.
He sounds very large to be inside the phone.
He's got a good sense of humor. Uh-huh. Tim, he emailed the show for an Awkward Tuesday phone call because apparently he feels guilty about something that he did after meeting a woman that he liked.
Uh-oh.
Now, Tim, be honest. When you were with her, did you fake it?
No.
Because you don't have to tell her that. She'll never know.
I think she'll know.
But it is pretty embarrassing to have to fake it. I don't know how many times I've had to fake
it. How do you even do it?
I don't think I've even had a real one yet.
Oh God.
It's all fake.
He hasn't had a real one.
I'm worried.
I feel bad for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are you embarrassed about?
Well, I worked in catering, and I was hired to go on this yacht to serve a bunch of rich folks.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah, it was cool. It's a job. And I was on the boat, and there was this woman who was perhaps the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life. Like, it was one of these moments where I saw her, and I just stopped. You know, I just stopped moving.
Awesome. Mm.
It was awesome.
Cute.
Yeah, on a rich person's yacht. Cool.
Yeah, and she's rich, bro?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, she was wearing boat clothes, you know? So these are people who can afford, who actually have boat clothes.
I don't even know what boat clothes
are. What are boat clothes?
I picture loafers.
Yeah.
A scarf. An ascot, actually.
An ascot.
There we go.
Leonardo DiCaprio wears on his yacht.
Right.
Isn't he always just topless all the time?
No, those are the women that he's with.
Oh, right. Right.
Yeah, he has boat clothes on.
I get confused.
Yeah. Leo doesn't take his clothes off. I mean, they take the clothes off for him.
Oh!
Right.
Makes sense.
Those are the rules of Leo's yacht. I would know because
Jeffrey.
I was invited.
So, wow. So you're saying the yacht you're on, women were wearing clothes.
Yeah, we got to bring it back to Tim on the yacht that he's been working on.
Yes, they were all wearing clothes. They were.
Okay.
Good.
And so I go back to the kitchen, you know, where I'm picking up trays and I'm chatting with my chef buddies and I'm telling them about her and they're just throwing that she's way out of my league. You know, there's no chance of it. I was really becoming sort of the laughing stock of the ship.
Well, right.
Because, you know, they're like, some rich lady's never going to go out with you. And so...
That's what friends are for, to give you confidence like that, you know?
And this is sounds like the story of the Titanic. This could turn out great.
Oh, wow.
That did not turn out great.
Not the ship.
That was very bad. Very bad.
Oh, gosh.
The rich girl with the poor guy, not the ship part.
Uh-huh.
Right. Sorry, that came out really
bad. Yeah, luckily this boat wasn't moving. It was just...
Okay.
Yeah.
So did you make a move?
Yeah, what'd you do, Tim?
I did. So I saw that, you know, the party was kind of winding down and she was enjoying the view. And so I took off, you know, they make us wear these like red butler jackets. And so I took mine off and one of my buddies was running the coat check and I told him to grab me a jacket.
Oh.
I put another jacket on.
Boat clothes.
Yeah, that's smooth.
I know.
Oh.
Yeah, the boat clothes. So I was representing. And I went out and I sat next to her and had a chat and it was... easy, and she
had no idea you were poor.
I guess not. I mean, it just didn't seem like it really mattered, but this is where I messed up a bit. I said that I'd love to take you out on my boat sometime, but it's getting worked on, and we'll have to wait for that.
Uh-huh. I hate when those boats are getting worked on.
And I would take you on my other boat, but that one's also getting repainted.
I mean, I was even pulling out some rich vocabulary. I said my boat was in dry dock, which I picked up when I was, you know, catering.
Oh.
Dry dock? I don't even know.
I don't know.
I had a friend who lived on a boat. It's where they just bring them up to land to fix them.
Oh, I thought it was a bedroom move.
Yeah.
I got dry docked the other night.
It's not a good thing.
No.
You definitely have faked everyone.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, Tim. Tim, why did you do that? Why didn't you give her a chance to like you for who you are?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was my buddies ribbing me or if I just lost confidence at the last minute, but I didn't want her to slip away.
Yeah,
you know, I wanted to have that chance.
Okay, so how did this all end?
Well, I might have fibbed again and told her that I pay for my assistant to live in a condo.
Oh.
And my assistant is out of town, and would you like to go there and have a couple of drinks with me? And
are you talking about your condo now that your assistant, your pretend assistant, apparently lives in?
Yeah, it was my place.
We figured it out. Yeah. I was like, you own a condo too?
It's so weird my assistant keeps photos of me all over his condo.
So did that happen? Did you guys go?
Well, she went back with me, you know. I told her I'd meet her on the dock in about 10 minutes. And so I went up and wrapped up work and told my boss that I needed to leave for a family thing.
Another lie. What are you doing?
Yeah.
He has a problem.
And, yeah.
I met her on the dock and we went to my place and had a wonderful night. And like, it just felt like it was really real, you know, really honest.
How could you say honest after everything you just told us?
No. It really felt easy, just really easy after we got off the boat.
Okay, be real. You dry doctor, didn't you?
Oh, God.
You do not know what that means, Jeff.
Dude, don't dry dock and tell, okay? Did we ask you, what's her name?
Her name is Ramona.
Of course it is. Ramona. Doesn't Ramona sound like a fancy name?
Yeah.
So you guys spent the night together. Where are we at?
I want to come clean, and I just don't know how to do that. How do I tell her the truth without, you know, pushing her off?
Oof, man.
I mean, you dug yourself a pretty deep hole filled with lies.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was all for a good reason, right? It was all for that connection, that moment. I don't know.
And you had it, so maybe that's your chance.
Okay. I guess.
Well, we need to think about this.
This is going to be hard.
We're going to play a song. We'll come back, give you some advice, and let you make your awkward Tuesday phone call to admit you're not actually a wealthy boat owner, but just a boat caterer that lives in a condo downtown.
Oh, gosh, sounds rough. Yeah.
It's your life, dude.
Yeah.
We'll do it coming up right after this. If you're just tuning in for the awkward Tuesday phone call, we're talking with one of our listeners named Tim. And Tim works on a large ship.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And recently,
during
one of his charters, this blue-collar boy crossed paths with a beautiful, wealthy baroness.
This is true.
Named Ramona. He knew immediately they had no business being together. But even though his head told him no, his heart told him, come on. Lie to her a little bit.
Lie.
Just tell her you're rich. She'll never know. So he listened to his heart, and he donned some fancy boat clothes he found in the closet, pretended to be a wealthy yacht owner with a personal assistant, and then he invited her back to his fake assistant's dinky condo in the city.
His condo.
And he showed her how blue-collar boys do things in the lower deck.
Down here,
I mean, when you say it like that, it doesn't sound too bad.
It sounds pretty good. But now he feels a little bit guilty about lying, he wants to come clean with his awkward Tuesday phone call and needs some advice on how to do it.
I do. Thank you. That was it makes it sound so horrible.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it sounded pretty darn romantic.
I mean, here's the thing, Tim. Like, you spent the night together. At any point during your guys' time together, did you ever think, I should tell her now?
I did have that thought a couple of times when it seemed really natural and things were kind of moving, but I was just too scared.
Yeah.
Chickened out.
I guess. I mean, I don't know why I didn't.
Yeah. Right.
Well, things are going well. I kind of
But there's
get
just
it.
So many lies that you have to come clean about. That's the hard piece. You don't own a yacht. It's not dry docked. That wasn't your assistant's condo. You don't have an assistant. It's your condo. And you're working in catering. Like, it's so much.
That wasn't even your coat, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
for real. I mean, I think that you have to start with, like, how connected you felt with her and how much you think that there's something there.
Yeah, because that is true. That is true. Okay.
It might be easier to just keep the lie going, though.
No! He can't do it, dude.
Okay.
He can't.
Well, he wants to see her again.
So now we're going to dial the phone number and call Ramona for you and let you make your awkward Tuesday phone call. You ready?
I'm ready.
Dial the phone number right now. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Ramona, it's Tim.
Oh, hi, Tim. How are you?
Yeah, hey, I'm good. It was almost like I didn't know if you remembered me or not, but how are you doing?
I do. I'm hanging in there, you know. How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I'm doing good. Sorry I didn't call earlier. Might have thrown you off a little bit that I didn't call, but I just,
it's okay.
I had such a good time with you the other night, and I've never been with a woman as beautiful and charming and as funny as you, and, I have to come clean about something. I have to tell you something I'm not proud of.
What do you want to tell me?
Well, I might have fibbed a touch while we were sitting on the bench at the end of the night. I told you that my boat was in dry dock or on dry dock, and I don't have a boat.
So you weren't being truthful with me about that? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I wasn't being truthful.
And why would you do that?
I just wanted so badly to be able to talk to you. And I didn't want to screw it up, and I didn't know what else to do. And I'm sorry about that.
So you started the night off by lying to me.
I also was working the party as a caterer and took off my jacket, and I borrowed a jacket from my buddy who was running coat check, and that's...
Wow. That's how you tried to get my attention?
I guess so. Yeah, when you put it like that, it's not pretty. And that's...
No, it's not.
That's why I'm having this really hard conversation, because I think there might be more to us. And there's actually one more I got to tell you about.
So you've lied about even more things than what you just told me?
Yeah, just one more little thing. The condo that we went to is not my assistant's condo. I don't have an assistant. That is my apartment.
Tim, and are you serious?
Yeah.
Here's
the thing, Ramona. We did have a great night. Like, if we just take these little hiccups out of the way, we might be able to start something meaningful.
But since we're, I guess, getting things out in the open, I guess I'll tell you my secret, because I have a secret too. I knew the entire time that you weren't telling the truth. And I saw you serving food in the earlier part of the night. And I thought you were cute. And I didn't mind slumming it for the night.
Oh! Did you just say that?
Slumming it.
Hello? Tim?
Oh my God, Tim!
What the hell is going on?
Hey, Ramona.
Hi!
Hey!
You're on the radio right now with Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Regular radio, slum radio.
Yeah.
FM, sorry.
For slummy people.
Oh, for f***ing sake, Tim. Seriously?
God.
Yeah, we're doing something with you called an Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Oh, man.
I did not expect you to say that, Ramona. We were listening. I thought you were going to say, I knew the whole time and I liked you for who you were. Not, I could slum it for a night.
Since we're on the radio, now I'm just going to put it out there. I did like him for who he was. Okay, let's be straight. I did. But just for one night.
Oh, my God.
Never mind. Wow.
Tim, how does that make you feel?
Well, it's not what I wanted to happen, obviously.
That's to say the least.
I mean, I guess my next question is, Ramona, are you down to slum it again?
Oh, my God. Stop saying that word. Tim is a nice man with a respectable job. He has an apartment he pays for. What do you want, Ramona?
Well, he did lie like 10 times.
Look, I don't want to sound pretentious, but...
Too late.
Yeah.
My friends wouldn't agree with my choice to date Tim, and, like, he wouldn't really be good for my lifestyle. He wouldn't fit in. He wouldn't understand it.
He's not a piece of furniture that you put into your living room and your friend's like, oh, that pattern just doesn't go. Yeah. Okay? That's not how it works. Like, I mean, you're basing your life decisions on what other people think. Why would you want to live that way?
Because when you have money, you think that way and you see things differently.
You know, Ramona, I see what you're saying.
You do.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right, because it wouldn't just be awkward for Ramona and her family and her friends. It'd also be awkward for Tim.
Why would it be awkward for Tim?
Well, imagine Tim being there. He's not really rich. He doesn't have the same experiences and vocabulary that these other people do.
Okay.
It'd be awkward
all
around. In fact, Ramona's doing him a favor right now by letting him off easy.
Ramona, I think I could fit in with you just fine.
I think you already did.
Yeah, that came out.
Oh my God, both of you, that took me a second.
If it's just about, you know, giving me that late night call or that late night nudge, you know where I am.
What?
I'm right downtown.
Hey. Oh.
So Tim, you're cool with it.
I'm okay to start there because I think there's more to it.
Bro.
Oh my God, no, you are gonna end up her blue collar booty call, okay?
Blue collar booty call should be Drake's next song. That is a jam.
Dude,
right there.
I'll be honest. The sex is really amazing. Okay, so I'm glad Tim is on the same page as me. But yes, if I get bored between, like, I don't know, Aspen and Vail or wherever I'm at any given day, I will totally call him, text him. I don't see anything past that, but oh. I wouldn't mind having a few crazy nights.
See?
Slumming it.
Yes. Yes, I will definitely take that,
Ramona. Oh, my God. Thirsty, Tim.
If we're all in agreement here, I think this has it's been a successful Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Yeah. Why don't rich people get everything they want?
What do you mean, Brooke? You're rich.
But I am not.
Yeah, you are. Maybe you should find a young poor boy that you can slum it with. And then you'll understand where she's coming from.
Exactly.
Now she gets
okay,
it.
Maybe.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.